Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome to Speak. I'm Rick Bucher. Emmanuel Acho and Joey Taylor are off today, but we're going to keep it rolling with a whole bunch of NFL dudes, beginning with 11-year NFL vet TJ Houshmandzadeh, 10-year NFL vet Will Blackman, and Eagles all-time leading rusher LeSean Shaden.
That sounded pretty good, brother.
How did I do?
It was. Until you took up my 2 years, I need 12-year NFL vet, Rick.
I'm just reading the prompter. Sorry. I'm not making resumes. All right, let's get started with the breaking news. A report says that the Jets are finalizing a deal with Aaron Rodgers, Packers teammate Alan Lazar for, get this, 4 years and $44 million.
What?
This follows another report that Rodgers gave a wish list to the Jets to target and acquire not only Lazard, but Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis, and Odell Beckham Jr. So, TJ, I gotta ask, are the Jets making a mistake giving in to Aaron Rodgers' demands?
You're not making a mistake, because when it's Aaron Rodgers, this is the price of doing business. You want him to be comfortable. We were just talking about this prior to the show. I'll bring in Alan Lazard. I have no problem with that. At $7-8 million a year.
Oh, not 11? Mm. Not 11.
Not 11.
For four.
Because he's not better than Garrett Wilson. He's not better than Corey Davis. He's not better than Elijah Moore.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's going to play as if he's better than two of those three. He's going to, at worst, be the two or three receiver. And so now if I'm one of these Jets receivers, we talked about you know how hard I'm about to work this offseason? You know how hard I'm going to practice? Because I got a point to prove. I'm going to prove that y'all just wasted $44 million or whatever the guarantee is. Cause he not beat me out if I'm Elijah Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He not beat me out if I'm Corey Davis. But Aaron Rodgers is this type of quarterback to where you want him to feel comfortable. You want Mercedes Lewis? Okay. You want Alan Lazard? Okay. Just not at 11 a year. You want Randall Cobb? Can't do that one, though. So I'll give in.
What about the fourth one?
OBJ?
Yeah.
At $20 million a year? No, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Where you at?
You know, I actually agree with him to a certain extent. It's like, listen, I think the Jets are that team where they need that superstar to go to the distance. Like we've seen in the past with Tampa Bay getting Tom Brady.
Aaron Rodgers being that superstar?
Yeah. No, but seriously, I mean that. Like, getting a quarterback that you need to go to the next level. Even the Rams, right? They were a great team. Good defense, right? You added Matthew Stafford.
Dude, went to the Super Bowl.
And then they went Super Bowl to win it. So I can see that the Packers, what they're doing, I get the mindset, go all in, put the tables or the chips off on the table and go get them. But not at $11 million a year. So now, right, everything you talked about, I feel you. But then again, when you pay somebody $11 million a year, he got to play. It don't matter who's better or not. We've all been there where
we know that.
I'm like, Coach, he playing in front of me? Yeah, he playing in front of you. He making $11 million a year. So I just think that, yeah, Odell Beckham be a great addition to that team. I'm not sure with the $20 million a year, you know, this hasn't been planned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how healthy he really is. But I would love to see him on the team, just that the money matters. So because you can take that money and go out there and get you another player in free agency
what
that can really help out.
Right. You're bringing Odell Beckham. Who goes to the bench?
I'm with you.
Right.
I'm with you.
Because I'm taking Odell before a lot of them dudes, just being honest.
All of them except for Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Well, here's
the price point matters.
No, it doesn't matter. But that is, I think 11 right now is kind of the going rate for guys like him. Because how I see it, I don't see this. First of all, I don't think Aaron put out a list of demands. I think that's absolutely
you don't think Aaron, hold on.
So why they signing Alan Lazard and they don't need him?
Yeah. This is what I'm getting to. I look at it similar to, like, Jacoby Myers going to the Raiders.
Okay.
Because he knew that offense. They gave him 3 years, $13 million, $11 million, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with them hiring Hackett and the Jets. Somebody he knows, somebody he's comfortable with, someone he's familiar with. Instead of 3 years, it's 4 years, $44 million. So maybe this is something that Hackett had a suggestion for what he wanted. I don't see this as an Aaron Rodgers list of demands. I think that list is nonsense.
So what's your answer, though, as far as the list is concerned? Are you just dismissing it and saying
I'm dismissing the list. There is no list. I don't believe there's a list that came from Aaron.
Well, I'm going to go based on the report that there is a list, and it doesn't strike me as being all that far-fetched that Aaron Rodgers would have a list.
I agree.
Right? To go to the Jets.
It's because, like, it's because of how people feel about him. That's why.
No.
Like, because, it's believable.
But is it a bad thing that he has a list? Okay. I don't see that as a bad thing.
Yeah. Well,
he wants to be comfortable. He wants guys around him that he's familiar with.
Well, right, it's like you go into a house, you're like, hey, I want this type of floor. I want this here. I want this here. I get it.
All right, let me answer one question at a time. First of all, you're saying you don't believe that it happened. Because why? Because it's never happened before? Why is Randall Cobb with Green Bay now? Isn't that something that he needed in order for him to sign the extension?
Yeah, he brought him back to Green Bay, yeah.
Okay, so it's not impossible that Aaron Rodgers would say, I'm going to New York, and these are all the pieces that I want with me. And you guys are, like, half-stepping on me, which I'm very disappointed in.
Who half-stepping?
You are half-stepping. Oh, I'll give him some of his list, but I won't give him all of his list. What if Aaron Rodgers' demand is, I'll join the New York Jets if you fill my list? Not half my list, not the ones that make sense, but just you got to give him OBJ.
You give in a little bit.
You got to give him Randall Cobb.
You give in a little bit. Right. We're not giving in with everything.
Come to a compromise.
I'll give you some. I'm not giving you all.
So are you guys okay if they sign Lazard and they don't fill the entire list? They don't fill the entire list, and Aaron says, okay, I'm staying in Green Bay.
Well, let me ask you this for a second. First of all, in any business, you just don't give somebody our negotiations. You don't give them everything they ask for. I think that it's a compromise. Okay, look, Aaron, we gave you majority of the stuff you wanted. We still have other needs for the team, so the team can be good for you, right? Maybe some guys up front, things like that. You don't want to give everything. It's the same thing with Green Bay now as in New York. He say whatever he wants, everything he wants, he gets. You can't have that.
So what if he says, I got to have Randall Cobb? Because he needed Randall Cobb in Green Bay. That's his boy.
No
if
dice.
He says, I got to add him to the equation.
You turn that tape on, and I do love him, but you turn that tape on, he's not the same. But I want to ask you guys this. Some of these dudes he's asking for, if it wasn't for him asking for them, they probably wouldn't even get these type of opportunities in free agency. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I can see why he asked Cobb to come back to Green Bay, because he had a lot of receivers that just weren't as good as the ones that are on the Jets. They got Christian Watson. He had Lazard. He wanted somebody else that he can trust in that system.
But the list that he's giving you,
I'm telling you right now, I don't believe there's a list. So you can ask them two about a list.
You don't think Aaron Rodgers would want a list? Just think about who he is.
And
the ways in the media and stuff he has.
And it's okay that he has a list, though. What's wrong with him having a list?
I'm not saying that it's bad that he doesn't. I just don't think that there is a list. That is my thought.
It's a list.
I wish you brought that up in the pre-show meeting. Hey.
I couldn't get to it.
All right.
I don't see the problem with a list. I really don't.
Let's just for
and there's a list of demands. That is so extra.
Just for what? It's a request with Aaron? Are you kidding me? You know Aaron. Like, you're playing this like Aaron is a guy who, to Shady's point, compromises all the time. Like, I don't get the sense that Aaron pretty much, this is the way I want
it. He knows he has the power, though, Rick.
Right,
why wouldn't you?
Yes.
You know you have all the cards. You hold all the cards.
But then you guys are saying, on one hand, he has all the power, and this is what he wants, but we're not going to give him everything he wants.
It's like a relationship.
But that's how it works.
You married. You're talking to your wife when I walked in.
Yeah.
We compromise in relationships. We compromise in this is a relationship with Aaron. We're going to compromise. You're not going to get your way. I may not get my way all the time, but we'll be okay with the
final solution. He doesn't have a relationship with the Jets just yet. But how should the Jets receivers feel about all of this?
Honestly, if I'm a New York Jets receiver, and I'm going to just put myself not better than me anyway. So go ahead and give them this money. You're not better than me, and I'm going to show you that. And so, like, Alan Lazard had 100 targets last year when Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback. 60 catches. 100 targets. just under 800 yards receiving last year. And so he had an opportunity to become a starter and show that I can be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do it. The opportunity was there. You got rookie receivers. You're the veteran on that team, and we going to rely on you. He couldn't do it. And so he's going to go to the New York Jets. It's going to be the same. He's not better than Garrett Wilson. He's not better than Corey Davis. And Corey Davis was injured a little bit last year. Elijah Moore is short, yeah, but he can play.
He can play.
He can create separation with the best of them. And so the Jets is what Shady said. He's making his money. We got to play you. But he's not going to be better than those guys.
That don't matter, though. If he's not better or not, that don't matter. They're going to play. He's going to play.
He's for sure going to play.
So my thing is, if I'm a wide receiver, let's say I'm a running back, right? And you pay this running back more money than you paying me. And he comes in. He's going to play. And no matter who's better than each other, it's the business part of it. He's going to play. So I'm going to be upset. I think it sucks for a lot of the wide receivers if you're not Garrett Wilson, right? And the other wide receivers where you can play.
Mm.
Elijah Moore can rock out. Now I can't rock out. Now I can't play. Now I can't show you how better I am than this wide receiver because he's getting $11 a year.
They may get rid of Corey Davis. Who knows?
That's the issue. Because now I feel like a lot of these wide receivers with the Jets, you couldn't really see how good they really were because they had guys like Zach Wilson at quarterback.
Right.
Now that he's gone and you bring a legit quarterback to play there, now I can't show you my true talent. I can't display how good I am because now you're paying to do $11 million. Now I can't play.
Well, he got to get there.
That's
first.
Terrible.
He got to get there first.
Who you talking about?
Aaron.
Oh, he coming now.
Yeah. Man, if we just sign Lazard to this, and you, man.
All right.
Call him.
Where are you? Will, where are you at? If you're a Jets receiver, how are you feeling about that? The quarterback that you were so excited about coming in, I'm tweeting out, oh, now I can go on vacation.
You're bringing his luggage.
Here he comes, and he's bringing all his boys with him, like, that happen to play your position. You guys are telling me you'd be perfectly fine with that.
At the end of the day, they got to line up, you know?
That's not true.
If you're getting paid already. This,
you do have to compete. But
that's what I'm saying. You still got to compete.
$11 million. It's not like he's making $20 million a year.
Well, no, what he got guaranteed? It didn't come out yet.
You still got to compete. You still got to line up, and you'll figure it out. Like, that's how it's always been.
But isn't the underlying message from your new quarterback, what they got isn't good enough?
Like, 11 mil, you still got – I feel like you still got to compete. If he's getting, like, 20, then it's like, yeah.
So,
like, there's,
I just want to ask you guys a question because I don't want to sound crazy on TV. So, we pay this dude $44 million, four-year deal, right, $11 million a year. He's the highest-paid wide receiver on the team. Mm. You telling me that he's not going to play because
he's going to play.
I'm not saying he's not going to play. I'm just saying, like, I'm still going to go ahead and compete and do my thing.
Oh, are you saying you're
going
to compete?
Because he's saying, how would I feel if I was one of the Jets receivers? I'm like, I'm still going out there to compete.
Well, understood that you're going to compete, but you were excited about Aaron Rodgers coming in.
But I don't.
And clearly, Aaron Rodgers isn't excited.
But here's the thing: when you ask me how I feel, like I just like it's just business. My thing is, you still got to play. I never took like certain acquisitions like personal. It's like, all right.
No,
you see, this is
like,
why you were a good team player, because I would be pissed off,
no,
for real.
I'm saying,
I'm going to compete.
I thought I was losing my mind.
I'm not saying personal.
But that's why guys like him play a long time, because.
No. But here's my thing.
They're good team players.
So every year, like, sure, my last, like, 5 years, I was a starter. So every year, they brought in a boatload of safeties. I'm like, all right. You know, so outwardly, yes, I wasn't verbal in terms of how I felt. But inside, I'm like, all right.
I was verbal.
You still got to line up. So everyone expressed it differently, right? Maybe that is why, because I wasn't outspoken. I just went out there and played, and then when it was time to make the 53, they were like, damn, Will can play. Boom, 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 boom. These guys can't. It is
Slick.
What it is.
I'm not on the door. Yeah, GM, head coach.
Yeah.
Because, no disrespect, guys like they can screw over easy because
– Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
I'm going to the media with it. Nowadays, all the social media, they playing with me.
I'm saying something.
Yeah.
So, you guys are right about it.
Which is why – I would run as far and as fast from Aaron Rodgers right now as I possibly could.
And you're going to run yourself out of a job if you salute. That's where you're going to run.
And I'll run toward Lamar Jackson instead. I'm going to another option. Aaron Rodgers is already messing up my team, and he ain't even there yet. That's my deal. All right, coming up. Oh, speaking of Lamar Jackson, is he going to be back in Baltimore next season? We'll tell you what it would say if he does not get an offer from another team. Next on Speed.
Jackson.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Free agency is already in full swing, but as of now, there has not been a lot of buzz from different teams in the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes. Lamar can start negotiating with teams tomorrow. Now, a report says that the former MVP turned down a $200 million guaranteed deal back in September, but Lamar appeared to dispute the report, tweeting, "133 for 3 years, fully guaranteed. But I need an agent?" Shady, yeah, gotta ask.
Oh, Lamar, you got an agent, you know what I mean? You got an agent. Mama Jackson the agent. What's up?
All right, what would it say, though, if Lamar Jackson does not get another offer team?
Ah, that's not possible, right? I'm gonna be honest, that's not possible. I think this is smoke and mirrors right now, right? They all these illusions. Oh, you know, nobody's going to go out there and get Lamar Jackson. I'm not even sure. Because when I look at these teams, like the Bucs, Brady's gone, right? Blaine Gabbin, I played with him, solid quarterback. He's not Lamar Jackson. I'll just say that. It's my boy. Commanders, right? Airbnb just took over the job as the coordinator there. Mm-hmm. He's going to need a lot of help, right? Lamar Jackson. You don't want him either? Because the Commanders, they said they didn't want him. The Texans, I don't know what they got going on. They got some draft picks. You got the Colts. I mean, the Colts, the Titans, the Jets. Well, I guess I don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. But you got the Patriots and you got the Falcons. All them teams need a quarterback. And y'all telling me that nobody wants to go out there and pursue Lamar Jackson? I don't believe it. So I'm going to say this. Wednesday is the official time where they can go out there and negotiate contracts with Lamar Jackson, et cetera. So I'm going to wait to Wednesday to give you my full statement. Because if I get some calls that they're not looking at Lamar Jackson, come on now.
We can't get it today?
Come on now.
All right. So Shady changed the question. I'm not going to let you do that, TJ.
The rules is Wednesday, though, so I'm like, what's the rule?
TJ, what would it say if...
On Wednesday,
he doesn't get another offer. Yeah.
You know what it says is nobody wants to give him this fully guaranteed contract. And, again, if I'm a head coach and my job is on the line... Hmm. And if your job is on the line, you don't have a quarterback. I got to go get Lamar Jackson.
Desperate. Yep.
Ty Bowles, he just brought up the Bucs. Your job is on the line. Hmm. You might want to go look at Lamar Jackson. Outside of that, now, if the Jets don't get Aaron Rodgers, what other coach job is really on the line this season? It's Ty Bowles.
Ron Rivera. Mm-hmm. He's been on the bubble.
His job may be on the line, but with a new offensive coordinator, I see the Tampa Bay Bucs as being the only team that whose coach job is on the line.
I like Lamar.
If you don't win. And so they don't want to pay him this money. Like, you heard when Deshaun Watson signed his deal, what Bashotti said.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Watson should have been the first guy to get this deal, but it's groundbreaking. Well, I won't be breaking ground again if I'm the
right. Yeah.
And so... it's unfortunate that Lamar, we've never seen this, man. It's two people in the history of the NFL, unanimous MVP. Two.
Right.
Lamar Jackson is one of them. And he can't get the deal that he wants. He's made $42 million in 5 years. $42 million in 5 years.
That should be 1 year average, bro.
And so.
Sad.
It's going to take a coach whose job is on the line. And I don't even foresee it happening. He'll be with Baltimore next year. I hope they can work out a deal because he deserves it, but I don't see it happening.
So, Will, where are you at? You see it happening?
Did they change the question again?
No, we're not changing the question again. But the question still is, what would it say if Lamar Jackson does not get an offer?
It would just say the price is too high for that team. That's pretty much what it would say. But, yeah, just to go back what everyone else said, is like, yeah, I can see a team, like you said, either a desperate head coach or more so a desperate owner who's, like, really trying to save the franchise of what's going on there. But for him not to get another offer, it just simply means that they're just not willing to give up their draft capital or money to put their team or whatever situation they're in. So that's simply is what it says for me.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's some big conspiracy theory here in terms of why he's not getting paid. I think, number one, you don't know exactly what you would have to pay him that the Ravens would not match.
Right.
In order to keep him.
Yeah.
So, and if you put an offer out there, that now means that that money is locked up as far as your ability to use it in free agency for the next as many as 5 days before the Ravens make a decision. If they really want to screw you over, especially if they want to keep him at a number that they really didn't like, but they're like, we got to do it, we have to do it now, then you take the full 5 days and that team is hamstrung because under the rules, they have 5 days to meet that. And that money that the team has offered
sits, yeah.
can't go anywhere.
He's that special. Right? He's that special.
But here's the other problem is I look at all of the other guys that got paid, including Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, even Russell Wilson,
okay.
Deshaun Watson.
Kyler Murray.
That's the one exception.
Hmm.
All of them, except for Kyler Murray, were all available. They all played. They didn't miss the end of the last two seasons the way that Lamar Jackson did. So I'm not can he get back to being an MVP, the MVP he was in 2019? Because that's what I'm paying him to be, that
Rick,
caliber of a player.
If he has a contract, you and I both know he's playing that playoff game against the Bengals. If he has a contract, and they're probably going to win that game.
Yeah. And like, I hear
you're saying that about the Bengals, huh?
I was at the game.
Okay.
And I was like, if Lamar is there, I don't know how this is going to go.
Former Bengals.
Another thing is, first of all, Lamar is still young. He's still a young quarterback.
Understood.
So I just feel like where everybody likes to say, oh, he gets injured. Well, every quarterback gets hurt, right? That's part of the game. And okay. then he's still young enough where I think he has a lot of great football left in him.
He gets hurt more than most and is unable to play as a result. And the way he plays does not, unless he's going to a new system and a new coordinator and a new way of playing, the idea that he's not going to continue to get hurt is a roll of the dice. And look, I don't have a problem.
Six games last year.
I don't have a problem signing Lamar Jackson and making him my quarterback. But if he's talking about fully guaranteed money and I have no wiggle room if he does get hurt, like, you talk about compromise. You talk about compromise.
Yeah.
Compromise is give me a little bit of wiggle room and let's both recognize that you've been injured more than the other quarterbacks that are getting paid
what about
the level you want to be paid.
And I get that. But when I look at a player getting paid, I look at what's he mean to the team? What's he mean to the team?
Everything. He is the team.
He is the team. That's why he's being hurt.
That's one.
Okay.
Look at what's he mean to the franchise? Nobody's calling to Baltimore to watch the Ravens just play and watch defense. I don't care about that. They're going to see Lamar Jackson. So that's two big things. And then it's like, if I look at all the other quarterbacks, he's in that top five, top six, or top seven, wherever you put, he's in there.
Okay.
Let's pay him like it. And when you talk about compromise, I'm not saying it has to be $200 million guaranteed or I can't come. It may be 185, 3 years, 185, all guaranteed. It's always you can mess around with these contracts. We've all been there where they play with the contracts and get the numbers. You don't get everything you ask for in negotiations. It don't happen like that.
Understood.
But you can't come to him with a Kyler Murray deal. You're like, well, Kyler Murray, don't talk to me without no Kyler Murray contract.
Okay.
Better than him.
Hold on a second, though. As far as Kyler Murray,
you don't think
that the Arizona Cardinals are second-guessing the deal that they have with Kyler Murray?
I mean, Kyler Murray tore his ACL. Lamar has never...
He missed 11 games. He missed 11 games over the last 2 years. 11 games. You say people come to see the Ravens because of Lamar Jackson?
They can't see
Lamar Jackson.
Hey, Rick.
11 times,
Rick,
they couldn't see Lamar Jackson
Rick,
this year.
I'll say, might take off three of those games if he has a contract.
Fact.
Mike's. We all have seen. RG3 was the first
games.
Mobile quarterback to come out and play with a hurt knee. In his career, hit a U-turn and was never the same. When they played the Baltimore Ravens and RG3 got hit by Haloti Ngata, his knee was already messed up.
Yep.
He was never the same. Why would Lamar risk it? If you're not going to commit to me, I'm not getting out here risking and tearing my knee up, and I have no guarantees past this. Why would you do that?
In 3 years, he's only missed one game. The first 3 years, he only missed one game.
Okay,
just keep that in mind.
But I'm paying him going forward, not...
And you could have paid him two years ago.
Once you do, we good.
Last summer, they offered him, supposedly, 3 years, $133 million. And based on what Russell Wilson and I think there was another quarterback in there, it was comparable money for that, and he said no. So he bet himself this year, thinking he was going to get the full boat. And it wasn't a good bet.
When he plays, they win. When he doesn't, they don't.
Mm.
the second winning quarterback right now under or behind Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. We just had this conversation about Jimmy Garoppolo and his winning
career. No. But Lamar is the reason why they win. When Lamar don't play, they don't win.
Okay. And when he doesn't play, they don't win. And he doesn't play a lot.
I don't do the hating with Lamar.
I don't.
It sounds like it.
No, because you want to give him everything, or you're saying I want to compromise, but I haven't heard anything from his side of things that I'm willing to compromise. We haven't heard any of that.
And that's the thing, too. Lamar has been quiet about this. Anything that comes out, it's coming out from the Ravens to paint Lamar in a bad light.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And when you look at the Baltimore, this is what surprises me. The Baltimore, if you look at their history, if you're a good player for the Baltimore Ravens, they sign you to a second contract. Just look at the history of it. Mm-hmm. They sign their good players to second contracts. And so that's where I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Somebody has to give in a negotiation, like Shady said. Both sides walk away with a deal, but both sides walk away saying, I might have gave in a little too much. That's a good negotiation.
Did Joe Flacco have to win the Super Bowl to get a contract? He had to win the Super Bowl to get a contract.
But they made him the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League.
How you do that for a second? You make Joe Flacco the highest paid quarterback, and Lamar can't be paid at a good number?
You know, what if they learn from their mistakes?
Flacco was good for them.
Hey, so we're in agreement. Lamar Jackson is asking for too much money. All right, coming up. is headed to Las Vegas, but is he an upgrade over Derek Carr? That is next on Speed.
Shady thinks so.
Flippin' Bats with Ben Verlander is your only place for the World Baseball Classic coverage. Hi, I'm Ben Verlander, host of Flippin' Bats.
And I'm Alex Curry, co-host of Flippin' Bats. From Taiwan to Phoenix and Miami, we'll be providing you daily updates on all the action taking place in this year's WBC.
So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to like and subscribe us at Flippin' Bats.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jimmy Garoppolo is on his way to Las Vegas, agreeing to a 3-year deal, according to reports. The Raiders released Derek Carr, and now there's a report the Raiders did not see Carr as a culture fit with the team. And they know Jimmy G will be better in that regard. So, let's start with Will. Is Jimmy G an upgrade over Derek Carr?
Jimmy G is not an upgrade over Derek Carr, but it's crazy to hear the culture fit, because when I look at Derek Carr when he was on the Raiders and I look at the culture, I think of Derek Carr, especially like what they have gone through, whatever, the past 5 years. He's been the constant leader, the whole AB stuff, the whole Coach Gruden stuff, anything dealing with the ownership. Like, he has been the consummate true pro and leader that kept that entire organization together to even give him a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Despite all the stuff. So I don't think he's a better upgrade, but in terms of, a culture fit, of course, it's the Patriot way now. You know, Jimmy G was there. He's familiar with that. But overall, just in terms of like the player, I mean, Derek Carr, I think one of his worst seasons was Jimmy G's best in terms of, yards and touchdowns and stuff like that. And so overall, no, not an upgrade, but in terms of, like, who's a better quarterback, I think it's Derek Carr.
So let me get this clear. You're saying that Derek Carr was the culture.
Yes.
And they're saying he wasn't a culture fit. So when I hear that,
that tells me he had absolute zero support from top down in the organization.
Wow.
That's what I hear when I hear that.
TJ?
Is he an upgrade over Derek Carr? Absolutely. He's an upgrade. Is he a better quarterback? No, he isn't. But he for sure is an upgrade, because Jimmy G understands what McDaniel wants. Mm. That's why he's there. He understands what he wants. There's going to be no gray area. You want this? I know the audibles. I know exactly what you're looking for. I know how you want me to operate this system. And Derek Carr is the better quarterback, but for whatever reason, him and McDaniels, it didn't mesh last year. They had to move on, and it showed you. Jared Stidham comes in against the 49ers in that defense when everybody was saying you couldn't get an inch and throws for over 300 yards. Mm. That shows me right there. Jimmy G's an upgrade, and he can be an upgrade and not be a better quarterback because that's exactly what this is.
What do you make of the culture question that he didn't fit their culture?
What is your culture? Like, McDaniels, you've... have not been successful as a head coach.
Nowhere.
This is Bill Belichick's culture that you may be trying to implement, and you can't do that if you haven't accomplished what he accomplished. And so what is the culture? I don't know what the culture is. Getting rid of good players? Because you just got rid of Waller today? What's the culture? Winning creates a culture, not the coach. Winning creates a culture of this is how we're going to do things. If you haven't won and you're telling me to do X, Y, and Z, I'm looking at you like I was outspoken as a player. I wish a coach would say something crazy to me and we losing and I don't like the way you're doing things. I'm going to for sure say something back. And all my coaches that's listening to this, they know that for a fact. I'm going to say something. And so
they're like, yeah, TJ, go say something.
What's the culture? What is it?
Yeah.
This is not New England. This is Las Vegas.
But you think – he can be an upgrade, but not a better quarterback.
Yeah, Derek Carr has proven that he's a really good quarterback. I don't know what happened last year. Last year was a mulligan. Mm-hmm. But it's an upgrade because Jimmy G understands if there is a culture, what that culture is supposed to look like, and he's going to implement it. He understands that.
Shady, where are you at? Is Jimmy G an upgrade?
No, don't even finish. Jimmy G is not an upgrade. I mean, like first of all, and to address the culture conversation.
Yes.
What culture? What culture have the Raiders shown you guys? Mm-hmm. Shown us, shown me, shown shown America? What? Mm-hmm. First of all, they have six new head coaches in a row that Derek Carr had to play under, right? You look at the thing they had with Antonio Brown, right? You get this Pro Bowl, All-Pro, All-Decade wide receiver. You can't keep him. Forever happened. I don't know what happened. He said this, they said this. It didn't work out. Move forward. Gruden. I think Gruden's a hell of a coach. They had all that situation, right? He leaves. Where's the culture part? Mm. Then you get McDaniels, like he's some great coach. What's he ever did? Mm. If he's not under Bill Belichick with the Patriots and Tom Brady's not there, Bill's going to lose. McDaniels going to lose. Mm. So since he's been a head coach, even with the Broncos, he didn't do nothing spectacular. He wasn't winning no games. So when they say culture, where's the culture at? So then you go out there and get Jimmy G. Cool. Oh, wait, before I get down with the culture. Derek Carr is the reason why your best player, Davante Adams, is even there. Then you tell Derek Carr to go home. So I was like, hold on. I'm here. I'm the best wide receiver in the game. I came to the Raiders to play with Derek Carr. That was the selling point. Now he's gone. Culture. Yeah. That culture to you?
What, your boys never had you?
I just don't believe in lying. I don't know if it's culture or lying. I don't know what it is. But that's dysfunctional in my culture. That's called dysfunctional. Okay, let's move forward. Jimmy G, you bring Jimmy G there, right? They're gonna tell you this. Hey, listen, he's culture. He wins games. He goes to the playoffs, wins the championships. Let's talk about that for a second. Because you said it's an upgrade. The 49ers.
And the 49ers
playoff games, right? They've averaged 190 yards rushing. That's really, really good, Niners.
That's great.
That's great. The quarterback has averaged 100 passing yards. 100. Are you kidding me?
You know what it is.
40 carries a game.
They're running the ball so well.
Compared to 15 passes a game. That means that Jimmy G, they're running the ball extremely well, and they're playing great defense.
Yeah.
If I said they're a better team now with Jimmy G and not with Derek Carr, like, how can it be when Derek Carr's a better quarterback? He actually throws the ball. Not just a sweep to Deebo Samuels and get the ball to Christian McCaffrey and let the defense go out there and win the game. Or the head coach. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan was a great coordinator. Like, he could put anybody in there. A rookie did the same thing. I'm lying. The rookie did a better job than Jimmy G.
Because there was a great culture there.
Not even culture. Just great culture.
Right.
Great culture, right. But also great defense. Hell of a coach. So you say culture.
Right.
You going to the Raiders, that defense, you have to go out there and win some games, Jimmy G, and I don't think he can do it.
I can relate to Derek Carr because I've been invited to things but people wanted my wife there for the event. So it was just a way to get me there. You got Derek Carr and you get Davante Adams. Derek, thanks. Appreciate you, man. Well, we can move on.
Hopefully Davante stays.
This to me is why we have the confusion over what the culture means and why they said culture.
Okay.
Because they don't really have any other explanation as to why they would trade out Derek Carr for Jimmy G. They're essentially the same player, quarterback-wise. I don't see it I don't see it as being a significant upgrade. I mean, if you look at their numbers.
Look at their numbers.
Completion percentage, passing yardage, passer rating. Like, you take away the records of the two teams, and I dare say that the 49ers have been for the last few years or since Jimmy G's a better team than the Raiders have been with Derek Carr.
And Derek Carr will have more passing yards because they're behind. They're throwing the ball a little more than the 49ers who's winning, so.
And he's playing a full season.
Yeah. So, to me, the reason is we don't have an explanation for why we're changing out other than clearly the relationship between Josh and McDaniels and Derek had a bump in the road where they were like, we need to change things for change's sake. Sometimes teams do that with the Raiders. But the idea that Derek Carr, as the leader that he was, as the guy that he was, that you're now, to me, that's an indictment of the Raiders.
You don't think that 49er game, to me, that was when they said, oh, this is it. When Stidham can come and throw for over 300 yards against that defense, that right there gave Josh McDaniels the idea, this is it. We can't deal with this anymore. And it's something that's going on. It was something.
Fair. But,
Stidham was in New England with him, too.
Can we flip it to the other side? Like, the 49ers, for all their success.
Before we do, real quick, I think, in football, the reason why the second contract is always the easiest to get is because the team, right, that they probably draft you, and they see you every day. I see you on your worst day, your best day. Yep. I see you in the locker room. I see you at practice,
functions,
at games.
Events,
they know you.
So they know you. So the second contract with your same team is easiest to get. Why is it that the 49ers, with all the success they had, going to championship, going to Super Bowl, going to all these playoff games, all these wins they got, and they couldn't wait to give rid of Jimmy G. Yeah, look. Take all these first-round draft picks, please, please. We got to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
If he's so good to the culture, so good, why'd they do that?
Yeah.
I got questions.
No.
They're trying to get over the hump.
So what I was just about to say when you interrupted me,
sorry,
you just said it. That's it. Like, for all the success that they had with Jimmy G, why would they not want to keep Jimmy G? And the other side of it is, so Jimmy G's going to the Raiders, but he will not have one of their top veteran weapons in Darren Waller.
Oh, Darren, it leads,
right?
Yeah, today.
So, Las Vegas has traded Pro Bowler Darren Waller to the Giants for a third-round pick. With that in mind, and maybe it doesn't change or it does, but where... Will, do you put the Raiders in the AFC West now without Darren Waller?
Oh, right now, they're last. They're last. Because with Waller, I saw them at least like just having more options and being more competitive because in that system, the tight ends, it's a tight end-friendly system. But right now, I see them last because obviously Kansas City, they are who they are. I'm never, ever, ever, ever betting against Mahomes, period, Andy Reid. And then number two, I could see – Brett, I love the fact that Denver hired Sean Payton. I believe, speaking of culture, he knows how to build a culture, their winning culture. He's going to demand a lot out of everyone there. And then the Chargers, they're always like, I'm just not sure. I just don't trust them. But getting Kellen Moore, what he has done with that Cowboys offense.
Great addition.
I can see them just, he got hired within, as soon as he got fired, he got hired immediately. I can see them being super explosive. And in the Raiders, again, people just don't trust Josh McDaniels, don't know what he's going to do. We don't know what the culture is. We don't know what his culture is. You can't bring the Patriot way everywhere because every time someone tried to bring the Patriot way to their team, it did not work.
Tom Brady's not there. Yeah.
TJ, where you at?
If we're in the penthouse, the Raiders in the basement. They're in the basement.
No basement in Cali. In Vegas, never mind.
They actually do have some basements out here.
Anaheim.
But the Raiders... They are fighting uphill. He already spoke of you got Mahomes and Andy Reid. The Chargers, to me, are the second-best team. Kellen Moore can call plays.
Yes, he can.
And Herbert
is
the Chargers are going to be so much better this year. Mm. And Sean Payton is proven. Sean Payton lost Drew Brees and was still winning. And so by default, I mean, the Raiders, is they looking up at everybody like, we just trying to get there. You're giving away good players in Waller. You have, right now, at least on paper, the worst quarterback in the league, probably the worst head coach, or not in the league, in the division, the worst head coach in the division. Where do you go? You're in the basement.
Yeah.
Shady?
Yeah, I'm behind these two. No, I think they're last for all them different reasons. Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Well, yeah, it's tic-tac-toe plus one because the Chiefs got better, right? They're improving their offensive line. They're certainly not going to get worse.
Are they really improving, though? Orlando Brown is going to make it happen.
Yeah. They won. You going to something. They won. Keep right? on the oost, too.
They won with punt returners.
Chiefs aren't going to be worse, right? And they're the class of the division, class of the conference, to be honest with you.
League.
Yeah, class of the league. Chargers got Kellen Moore. You fully expect that they are going to be better. Denver Broncos get Sean Payton. Certainly expect them to be better. What do I have to hang on that Jimmy G going to the Raiders is going to make them better?
That culture.
but speaking of that, so you guys mentioned it, the importing or exporting the Patriots way and why it hasn't worked, and yet we continue to see teams try to import it.
I don't believe in that Patriots way. What's the Patriots way?
Tom Brady.
Because when Tom leave, Bill's not the same. Bill don't be winning games without Tom Brady. You know his record without Tom Brady? That's a whole other topic. Under 500. Yeah, struggling.
I don't agree with that.
Players.
We agree
when
with
Tom
that.
When Tom is there, everybody wins. If he ain't there.
You with that?
We got to go to break, right?
I'm with it. Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
I'm with that.
It's Tommy's way.
Will only gives you as much as he's been told to give you.
No, I don't give it. I'm like, look, I'm not taking that bait. What they want? I'm not taking that bait.
Coming up, Aaron Rodgers could be talking about culture. Aaron Rodgers could be headed to the Big Apple. And if it happens, where would he put the Jets in the AFC? Oh, I can't wait to hear what Shady's going to say on that. That is next on Speak.
I'm taking a bait.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time to check in on our social life. The Cowboys made their first big splash of free agency. Yeah, the Cowboys. Trading a fifth round pick for 5-time Pro Bowl cornerback Stephon Gilmore.
I hate it.
All right. So before I go to Will, Shady, if you need to take the rest of the show off, I understand.
By all means.
At this point.
For my birds.
Yeah, your birds are losing all their feathers, my friend. That's what's happening.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
You think?
That was a good one.
All right. So, Will, you're a former DB. How big of a move is this for the Cowboys?
This is massive for the Cowboys because when I would watch tape on Dallas, it was glaring that the other side of the field away from Diggs, that's where they were attacking. Mm. Now you got another stud. His name is Bump and Run for a reason because he put them hands on you, and he's one of the most brilliant defensive backs that ever played this game. So the fact that he's there now, obviously he got a great pass rush. I love the safeties coming back with Malik Hooker and all those guys, like outstanding. But now the pressure is going to be put back on Diggs. Like, now he's going to get a lot of action because he's still development. The one thing I can say about Diggs is that he probably, out of all the DBs, he might have the best ball skills. Like, when the ball's in the air.
Like a wide receiver.
Yeah, the ball's in the air because I think he's a former receiver too. When the ball's in the air, he's going to get it. Regardless. Yeah. Like, 11 picks is 11 picks. I don't care what y'all say. I think I only have 4 my whole career. He had 11 this season. But now the true test is, can he for real strap up for a full 60 minutes? Can he just lock down a guy? And sometimes he might not get a pick. Can he just be in the way, get a PBU, or cover a guy for 60 minutes? So he's going to get tested on that for sure. But also, he might get another double-digit pick season because he's going to get a lot of footballs tossed his way. So I love this move for Dallas. The fact that it was only a fifth-round compensatory pick means that
that's the thing.
The Colts were just they were trying to free up some cap space.
Yep.
So if you see a guy like get if you see a big-time player get moved like that for something nothing, that's because they're trying to get some cap space.
TJ, give us the wide receiver's perspective on Gilmore going to the Cowboys.
Gilmore is what Will just said, one of the best corners in the game. And this is what's going to happen is Trayvon Diggs is about to get paid because he's going to get so many targets thrown his way. They were avoiding him at times last year. Who are you going to target now? Gilmore or Diggs? I think I'm going to go and target Diggs. And so the Cowboys, when you look at that division, you got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith with the Eagles. And Eagles are the best team. And not only the division, in the NFC. So now we're saying, okay, how can we match up with them? You look at the Washington Commanders. They don't have a quarterback, but they have good receivers on the outside.
They
have good receivers.
And Dotson, yep.
The Cowboys saw we need help in the secondary, specifically corner. And for them to go get Gilmore, Ramsey goes to the Dolphins and Gilmore goes to the Cowboys. The Cowboys, if Dak can play good football, man, the NFL, that's why I love football so much, man, because we just sitting here and it's like, Gilmore just got you. You're like, what, Gilmore? The Cowboys should be so good. They have a pass rusher with DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons. That ball is coming out, and you got two guys with not good ball skills.
Great
ball skills. It's going to interesting. Yep.
I know this is going to hurt you.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to hurt you to talk about the Cowboys this way, but what do you think about the Cowboys getting Gilmore? How much does that change the equation, and especially where he's coming from?
I mean, well, I don't care who they get. We're the number one team in that division. But I got to be honest, he's a good friend of mine, Gilmore, and I hate that move for the Eagles, but I love that move for Dallas. I mean, TJ, you talked about how the pass rush, there's probably never, maybe the Eagles pass rush last year, but there's not a better pass rush than the Cowboys. Right, when they get after the quarterback, and now when that ball's coming out, you got one A corner, another 1A corner on the other side. So it's like pick your poison. If they can stop the run, which they did pretty well late in the year, now you got two corners. That's going to be dangerous, man. And then, like, nowadays, I feel like every team is always trying to get the tandem at wide receivers, right? Especially in our division.
Yeah.
You know, or I say my division, but the Eagles and the Cowboys in that division. Right. Anyway, in the NFC, but they got, like the Commanders. They got two over there, Dobson, and they got Terry. Then you come to the Eagles, A.J. Brown with Devontae Smith. It's some boys out there, though.
You ain't bring up the Giants.
I mean, they're working on that. But it's like they matching up well. So it's a great move for the Cowboys.
No, without question. And as was mentioned, like the pressure on Dak Prescott, through the roof. That to me is
sink or swim.
It's pretty much.
No. They'll find an excuse for him. Oh, it was the offensive coordinator's fault. Oh, that pick 63, that wasn't his. They're going to find an excuse. I'm telling you, I seen it all last year.
All right, that was we had to jump into that because that's breaking news, and we had to give that to you. But let's turn to our other favorite quarterback to talk about right now, and that's Aaron Rodgers. Report says that the Jets are finalizing a deal with Rodgers, Packers teammate Alan Lazar, for 4 years and $44 million. This follows another report that Rodgers gave a wish list to the Jets to target, that's right, Will, to target and acquire not only Lazar, but Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis, and Odell Beckham Jr. So, TJ, where would Rodgers put the Jets the AFC?
As we sit here today, his team, and I say his team being the Jets, they're right there with the Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, Dolphins, and I'm throwing the Jags in there. They're right there. Aaron Rodgers is one of the 10 best quarterbacks to ever play football, let alone in a game, to ever play. And again, I talked about this earlier. When this deal is official, these guys are going to work so hard because they want to impress Aaron Rodgers. Guys are going to work so hard in the offseason because they want to impress Aaron Rodgers. They're going to work so hard in practice because they want to impress Aaron Rodgers. that's only going to make the team better. Mm. And so he brings his game on the field, but off the field, he brings something that not many people are talking about. He's going to make guys work extremely hard. Like, you wake up tomorrow like, man, yesterday workout was hard. I ain't going to work out today. Aaron Rodgers, your quarterback? I'm getting that workout in.
It's different. That ball's on the money.
I'm getting that workout in. And so let him go to the Jets right there with the rest of them, if not at the top.
Yeah. You going to go that strong, Shady? You have him up there with the Chiefs and the Bengals?
I do. I have him top five, right? And the reason why I'm top five is because I look at, in that division, the AFC East, you got the Dolphins, right? They got better. You got the Bills. In my opinion, haven't gotten better, right? They lost a lot in free agency with their defense. And then you have, if Aaron Rodgers comes there, you got the Jets. The Jets competed at that division, right? And also in the playoffs with having Zach Wilson at quarterback. That's like having me at quarterback.
Having no stability.
You see what I'm saying?
You're cold, bro.
So now if you have that, you add the addition of Aaron Rodgers. And see, everybody always talks about like the attributes or the plays or the passes. What about just like the elite level that he involves the team? Like, oh, wow. Like, I remember playing with dudes like Mike Vick. Like, I thought I was a dog, right? But when Mike Vick comes in on the team, oh, I got to bring my game to another level. Just because you don't want to look like the weak link.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you nice? I'm nice, too. So that's like the thing you try to – it's like a competitive nature that we have as ball players.
Sure.
So you bring a guy like elite quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, he brings everybody's level up, even if it's not always the best leadership. You know,
like working on the offseason.
But that's like you do want to compete. So I have them top five. I have the Dolphins and I have the Jets tied in that number three spot. I do have the Chiefs. Obviously, they're number one. I think I'm going two with the Bengals. Joe Burrow, you can't deny him. Each year they're getting better and better and better with that tandem. They have a wide receiver, solid defense. And then my three is a tie because I think that whoever wins that AFC East division should be the third, so it's either the Dolphins or it's the Jets.
And so it's between the Dolphins and the Jets, and not the Bills.
The Bills are because they haven't got better. I like to look at teams. First of all, they're always close. There was an even match. I mean, they almost lost to the Dolphins in the playoffs with the backup quarterback,
Skylar Thompson.
Right. So my thing is, they're all evenly matched. I just look at teams that very evenly matched. I look at the coaching part, right? Mm-hmm. And then I look at, are you getting better?
Yeah.
Dolphins got better. Got better.
No argument there.
Yeah, I got them right in the mix, too. Kansas City, right, since then. We all seen the same teams. I'll add the Chargers, even though, like, sometimes I don't trust them, but they had the potential to, like, be absolutely outstanding, explosive. And, to what everyone said, I just remember, like, I had the fortune of, like, I had a quarterback was Favre. I had Rodgers. I had Super Bowl-winning Eli.
Boy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Lucky.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, like, As a defense, we knew, look, we just got to keep them to, like, 17, 21 points because we got a dude over there that's going to get us 28, 30, in his sleep. So we felt comfortable, like, okay, maybe the coordinator can throw some heat. We're coming after it. And if we mess up, we still have a chance because we got a dude on the other side versus all the pressure being on us. Like, man, we got to hold these dudes down to, like, 10 points or 14 points because we're not sure if the offense can get it. So, yeah, I think with Aaron Rodgers coming in, he totally lifts his organization to – like top five, maybe three.
All right. I got to temper all this enthusiasm. And I don't like doing it because I've always been a big Aaron Rodgers advocate in terms of just his pure talent as a quarterback.
Really?
But really. We're just going to throw away last season. The fact that he couldn't beat the Lions to the playoffs. We're going to dismiss that and say, you know what? He's going to be completely different with the New York Jets.
Sometimes that happens.
And we're going to ignore the fact that all that you said about Aaron Rodgers lifting the general quality and atmosphere of the New York Jets, that Patrick Mahomes doesn't do that for the Kansas City Chiefs. And Joe Burrow doesn't do that for the Cincinnati Bengals. And even Josh Allen doesn't do that for the Buffalo Bills. I'm all for them being in the mix, and that the Bills are going to fall so far off from 13-3, and the Jets are going to climb so far from 7-10 that we're going to reverse that. Do I think he's going to make them better? Do I think he can make them a playoff team? Absolutely. But I think it's almost a disservice and a little bit of an insult to the Chiefs and the Bengals to suggest that Aaron Rodgers, the Aaron Rodgers that I saw play last season, the Aaron Rodgers who the leadership qualities can be put into question, is going to have this massive effect on the New York Jets and is going to put them in the same conversation. Do I put them in the wild card conversation with the Dolphins and with everybody behind the Bills, Chiefs, and Bengals? Yes, perfectly comfortable to say they have the potential of being the fourth or fifth. But you guys are talking as if they could be the best team. That's what I'm hearing.
They are.
The best team in the conference.
That man right there behind you.
Whoa, I'm not saying that.
I didn't say that either.
Well, you guys said.
I didn't say that.
You said they were in the mix.
I gave you about eight teams.
The Bengals, the Chiefs.
I gave you eight teams.
They're good enough to beat all those teams. If Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers with that team, that defense, and no skill, they're good enough to beat all those teams.
Listen, TJ by himself on that one.
And this is the good thing about football, though.
What's that?
I don't want to hear it.
Come the fall,
we'll find out.
And y'all going to replay this and be like, dang, TJ was right.
TJ was wrong.
Thank God we didn't listen to TJ. Come on. All right, coming up, talk of Lamar Jackson's next destination is getting a lot of buzz, but is he still a top five quarterback?
Is he?
Is he still a top five quarterback in the NFL? That is next.
That's the question?
I'm going to picture him smiling.
Speak.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Free agency is already in full swing, but as of now, there has not been a lot of buzz from different teams for Lamar Jackson. He's a former unanimous MVP. So that was back in 2019. And so, the question remains. Will, is Lamar still a top five quarterback?
Why do you
Because
what are you shady
well,
about?
You'll understand. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Right now, he is not. He's not a top five quarterback simply because of availability and production the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the easy answer. But I believe he should be paid like a top quarterback, if not the top quarterback coming up. And then I think eventually, with the right things around him, him getting another piece out there at receiver, he can be a top five quarterback again.
So I said still because I wanted to honor Shady, the fact that he was once upon a time top five quarterback. I wanted to acknowledge that before I give you, my
go,
top.
You want to go in order?
My top five. Yeah.
Want me go in order?
Yeah.
I'll give you order real quick. Okay.
So you're saying yes, he is.
Yes, absolutely. I didn't know if it was a question. Is it a question? I didn't know if it was a real question.
No, it's a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to go Patrick Mahomes, number one.
You had an
Are we doing list right now? Are we doing list
I'm
right now?
I'm giving my list. I don't know what they're doing. I'm giving Patrick Mahomes number one. I'm giving Jalen Hurts number two. Oh, y'all see it right there. Y'all see
me. Man, but tell me why. Joe Burrow.
So first of all, I'm taking the only MVPs on the list. That's why he makes the list. He's the MVP. Hmm. And the only first-team All-Pro on the list. It's only two of them on there, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Hmm. Why Lamar Jackson not on that list as far as, in your opinion? I want to know why. How can Lamar Jackson not be on the list? First of all, everybody on that list right there, they got help, right? In the production meeting today, we talked about how Patrick Mahomes has help, Jalen Hurts has help, Joe Burrow has help since day one, Josh Allen finally got some help. The only dude on that list on don't got no help is Lamar Jackson. And he's the number two most winningest quarterback in the game. So that's my reason why Lamar Jackson is a top five quarterback. And I'm done. Drop the mic. Bang.
I'll pick that mic. Here you go, TJ.
Rick, I like Lamar.
You just don't like him as much as Shady does.
And then but he is not a top five quarterback. And when Shady sees my list in a production meeting, he's going to really laugh at this when he sees this guy on the list.
Trevor Lawrence?
I knew it was coming.
He ain't the only one.
Wait. You put, if you never have Lamar on it, Trevor Lawrence over Justin Herbert?
Listen.
You know, it's your list. Let me mind my business.
And so if I went 6 and 7, it would be Herbert, then Lamar. Mm. Lamar, I'm basing this off of.
Right now.
Right now. And heading into the season, if this was 2022, and we're in March of 2022, I would have said, Lamar Jackson, yes, no question. As we stand here today, Lamar Jackson is not a top five quarterback because of what those other players have done. Nobody would have put Jalen Hurts in their top 10 heading into last season. Fair. And he's in many's top five right now. And so it's what have you done for me lately? Shit. Your production. And so that's my list. Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence. Sunshine.
Can I get my list? What's up?
You know what? Yeah.
Did I miss my chance?
Let's put Bill's list
up. Did I miss my option?
When you answered the question.
Did I miss my op? You asked me the question. You didn't say my list. There it is. Look at that beautiful list. Obviously, we all got the same one and two for the most part. I like Jalen Hurts, man. I'm just a big fan. We talked about, like, how does one player elevate an entire team and organization. I think Jalen Hurts did that. Josh Allen, I'm just a big fan of Josh Allen. And then, number five, man, I'll tell you what, it's Aaron Rodgers. Like, we still talk about him. Look at your face, Rick.
What?
Will playing around, though.
I'm not playing.
Will having fun on TV today.
I'm keeping it real, though. No.
Aaron Rodgers, number five, though. Yes. You having fun with
how
this
was
today.
He not, though? How was he not?
Are we doing
this? Everyone's on him talent-wise.
So TJ's point, like, what have you done for me lately?
Last year, almost 4,000 yards. Before that, just MVP.
He hasn't had a game over 300 yards last year.
And still almost threw four stacks. Oh, and still finished.
What is it? Played 17 games.
And still threw in top 10 passing.
Good point. Good point. Extra game.
He having fun with this one.
You've been funny today.
That's it?
We ain't even in April yet. You trying to be funny.
That's why my list up there.
You trying to prank us? No, is it where the cameras at? Where the cameras and prank cameras? We getting punked. That's what the
cameras are. We had a whole segment earlier of how talented Aaron Rodgers is and how he's going to come to the Jets and put them in top three and all of a sudden, but he's not a top five quarterback?
Well, mind my business.
Well, thanks for pointing out the inconsistency.
You see how it is? These guys here.
There's just a lot of other good players.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Will, I'm not mad at you. Throw up my list, would you please?
Let's see.
You got Joe Montana.
The only thing I'm upset about is I should have put Joe Burrow first.
Hey, we all agree on four guys, though. That's the thing.
Why so low?
We do. What's that?
Why Jalen Hurts so low? I'm just curious.
You mean below Josh Allen?
Why is he so low?
Because I'm still of the mind that what they did this year was as much what they collectively did as opposed to what Jalen Hurts did. I do think that he was a beneficiary of their entire team, that he didn't have to. We're going to find out this year.
Every quarterback is.
Fair. But the fact is, like, I've seen from these other guys when they've been compromised that they've carried the load. And not to say that Jalen Hurts hasn't, but I've seen that more from those other guys, which is why they're higher. And the same thing with Justin Herbert. That's why he makes the list. And I would say Aaron Rodgers is number six on my list, and Lamar Jackson is number seven.
And last question. Where was Herbert?
Herbert was number five.
Trevor Lawrence. Is he even on your list, top seven?
No, I don't know where. I don't know what happened.
I'm a trailblazer, man.
Yes, you are.
You know what?
He's going to show y'all this year more.
With disrespect, some of your guys' list is worse than Aaron Rodgers' request list for the Jets.
You know what? That's disrespect.
Don't laugh at that.
Whatever you want. Anytime somebody says no disrespect.
He's a funny guy, but that was not a good joke, TJ.
I want to try.
I don't mind the list, though. It's like, when you have power, you use it.
Now I know how Ernie Johnson feels. Coming up, free agency just started, but the Broncos have already been busy. We'll tell you if Russell Wilson and Sean Payton can get Denver in the playoffs. The playoffs. That's next.
I want to talk about that. I want to talk back about Lamar Jackson not being a top five quarterback.
The Broncos gave Russell Wilson some help, adding offensive linemen Ben Powers and Mike McGlinchey, according to reports. Not to mention Sean Payton as their new head coach. Russell Wilson and the Broncos finished 5-12 in his first season. So the question is, Will, can Russ and Sean Payton lead the Broncos to the playoffs?
I think absolutely they can go to the playoffs. And I would say with the Broncos, last year it was interesting because when they hired Nathaniel Hackett, you hire a guy who was never a head coach. So not only is he trying to be a head coach and call plays, but he's trying to learn how to lead an organization. Mm. And it's hard to get somebody to do that when he's learned that on the fly. Mm-hmm. And then you bring in Russell Wilson, where when he was in Seattle, it was Pete. Like, that is Pete's culture. His own. So Russell really never had to, like, truly lead or put the whole city on his back. Where now in Denver, he's learning how to lead a total organization himself. So you have a head coach who's trying to build a culture, who's learning how to lead, and a quarterback who's learning how to lead as well. Like, that is a recipe for disaster. And so now you bring in Sean Payton, who resurrected Drew Brees' career when he went through that stuff with the Chargers and hurt his shoulder and stuff like that. And then what he did with New Orleans Saints, he knows how to build a culture. He knows how to do these things. And he's also going to demand a lot out of Russell Wilson. And I think, too, like, Russell's favorite quarterback is Drew Brees. And so I know personally, like, he's excited that Sean Payton's coming in because he's going to listen to everything he says. So I think, right, getting the protection with Ben Powers and McGlinchey, I really believe that coming in. What?
Because I was just thinking, you did you have the Denver Broncos in the group of teams, in the mix of teams?
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, he did.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, I did not.
He had them last.
You said, can he?
Ooh.
You said, can
he? You could be a lawyer.
Sometimes you just have to listen.
No, you said, can.
You could be a lawyer.
You said, can.
Listen and take notes.
You said, can. Mm. Yes, they can.
Absolutely not. No chance.
No chance?
No, they're not going to the playoffs. And Sean Payton, if Sean Payton gets the Broncos in the playoffs, and I know he's making a nice chunk of change, he need to get a raise. Like,
but
no,
based on what they
I don't care
do
who they have in free
year.
Agency, they will be improved. The playoffs? Absolutely not. Like, do you look at the AFC, and look at the teams that are in it? You go to the AFC East. There's at least three teams that we say would vie for the playoffs. The AFC North.
They don't have Sean Payton.
I don't care if they have Sean Payton. Sean Payton, you give me the best game plan in the world. If I don't execute it, is it the best game plan? You got to have the players get out there and execute. Mm. They're not going to the playoffs. They will be a better team. But the AFC, that gauntlet you got to get through just to be a wild card team. There's just so many good teams. They're going to be fighting just to finish second in the division.
In the AFC, outside of Andy Reid, who's the better coach than Sean Payton in the AFC?
We got to see what happens when you have not Drew Brees, not that defense.
That defense is good.
Now, Sean Payton, his resume speaks for itself. You're not going to name any other coach in the AFC that's going to contend outside Andy Reid above Sean Payton. You're not going to put another coach over Sean Payton outside Andy Reid.
I would put Doug Peterson right underneath Sean.
Mm. But
I would say Sean's probably number two. Yeah. Mm.
They, in their division, to me, will be competing to finish third. It's going to be Kansas City, the Chargers, then Denver. And you got to contend with the Bengals. The Browns should be improved. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. We've already talked about the AFC East. The layup is AFC South. That's the layup.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Outside, no. So, no, I don't see it happening. Absolutely not.
Where are you at?
Playoffs? I'm going to say no, not this year, right? I think that Sean Payton's doing a hell of a job, man. And he's a phenomenal coach, first of all. And I see he's building his offense because the defense is already lights out. So you don't have to worry about that. I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why he probably decided to come to the Broncos. Mm-hmm. You got a solid quarterback that once was cooking all type of food.
Well, he believes in management first. Like, he believes in the management. He trusts them.
Well, they all say that. Whoever signed that check, they're going to take that check. But real quick, so now he's working. First of all, he's getting the offensive line straight, right? I think he signed three offensive linemen so far for agency. That was a perfect move. I think going forward, though, what they're really missing, because they got the defense, they're getting the offensive line together, and their running game is solid. Some pretty good running backs there. I think the only thing they're missing with Sean Payton is a number one receiver, right? And I'm not saying thing or pushing any shade to wide receivers because I love Courtland Sutton and I love Jerry Jeudy. Some hell of a wide receiver.
Jerry Jeudy can be that. At least
I don't
he
know,
looks
man.
Like he can be that.
I just feel like when I watch Sean Payton at his best on offense, they always had a number
they
one
had
receiver.
A dude,
even Mike Thomas for a while was the dude. Even if you take it back
Marcus
with
Colston.
Marcus Colston and then Jimmy Graham, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Was at the time one of the main top three, top five players
right
in the position.
Yeah.
So they're missing that. I think once they get that number one guy, he could kind of put the offense through him.
Yeah.
And he can run his offense, which is always electrifying. That's the only thing they're missing is the number one guy.
I can't remember where you were on Russell Wilson, but
he's going to be improved. Yeah.
Is there any concern that Russell Wilson is not going to take to Sean Payton's changing things the way he wants. And if it's if it's Russell Wilson, we're not going to have you cook. Like, he's going to take more control the way Pete Carroll did in order to get this. And I think he already has to a certain extent. Is there any concern that Russell is going to have trouble with that, accepting that?
I'm going to say no. And I think it's a point where, as a player, no matter how big you are as a player, when you get a coach that's big as you or bigger, right, it's an ultimate respect level, right? Yeah. Where he respects the mastermind, the craftiness that Sean Payton brings. And I think he's when they had the hiring of who the head coach was going to be, I'm sure they talked to Russ. I mean, they gave him a lot of money, so I'm sure they got his input, who you wanted, who would you like to have. And Sean Payton out there, he's like, hell yeah, bring him in. So I think that he'll have success, and I think he'll listen to what's going on.
That's my point about last year, is that when they brought in Russ, it was like, help us. Like, fix this problem here.
Right. Take care of it.
And he's like, but in his mind, he's like, I'm going to do it. But he's never done it. He's never had to.
Right.
Because you had Pete building the culture. You had Legion of Boom. You had Marshawn. You had everything. And he just had to go out there and do his job. He did a hell of a job winning the Super Bowl.
Good point.
But now it's like, hey, now you got Sean Payton. Like you said, a guy who respect around the league. He has total respect for. I think Sean's going to get out of him. I think he's not going to be resistant at all. He's totally going to just take the coaching and definitely be more improved.
There was some indication.
Resistant?
Yeah.
He don't have a choice. Like, resistant?
Oh, whoa. Yeah. He got a choice, though.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
He ain't got a choice.
Okay. So you going to give a dude 130-something million guaranteed? You got no choice?
He don't have a the way he played last year.
Well, you would hope.
He has no choice. They didn't call him and say, you cool with us hiring Sean Payton?
You don't think he had zero input?
He wanted Sean Payton, but...
So then,
input?
Yeah, so then, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Man,
no input.
Okay.
No input. All right. No input.
So they gave him 100 plus some million dollars guaranteed. They gave him an office and a parking spot?
Yeah, okay. And then they realized, did we do the right thing? We got to live with it. It's all Sean Payton.
All right.
We're going to find out.
They're not making the playoffs. Coming up, a big announcement. It's easy for me. A big announcement was just made that could have major implications on Aaron Rodgers' future. What? We're going to talk about that next on Speak. All right, time to check in on our social life. Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers' best friend. He tweeted that Aaron is going to come on his show tomorrow. And as we all wait for Rodgers' decision. So, Will, what's your best guess? What are we going to hear tomorrow?
He's probably going to retire.
That's an option. He might.
That's an option.
No way.
He'll be
no
a New York Jet. They didn't give Alan Lazard what they gave him. He'll be a New York Jet.
I'm going with the Jets.
Yeah.
The Big Apple.
We've known
come
it.
Join. Come
known
to it the side, Aaron.
All right, that's it for us.
Come join us, Aaron.
See you tomorrow.
Go to retired life.